I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India's latest chapter of minority oppression resulted in the violent deaths of two young Dalit women from Uttar Pradesh. David, a Christian worker in India, says it's part of a larger push toward nationwide Hindu Rashtra. Upper caste Hindus are using violence to assert their authority over social and religious minorities. The movement reaches every corner of government and society, and it's been gaining traction since Prime Minister Modi came to power in 2014.
The first 5 years, they were mostly targeting the Muslims, but this second term, they are on a fast track in terms of working towards Hindu Rashtra. 2024, they want to make sure that this will become Hindu Rashtra.
Ask God to strengthen his followers as they face rising persecution in India. Get the full story at missionnews.org. And the Shepherd Society, a charitable arm of Bethlehem Bible College, assists struggling Palestinian families in the West Bank and Gaza. Shireen Hillal, Director of Community and Development Outreach at the college, says the Shepherd Society provides food, but there's more to it than that. Many Palestinians suffer from illness and a lack of good medicine or insurance.
So we started seeking insurances for people who are elderly. The elderly system for senior people here is really absolutely unfair. If someone is above 60 years, then he has no rights, whether medical or whatsoever, even right to work.
The Shepherd Society reaches out to anyone who's marginalized, whether they be Christian or Muslim. Pray that many would see this kindness and be drawn to the love of Christ. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Now, 2020's been a pretty rough year, and your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you stories of the faith and to be voices for the voiceless. Would you consider supporting us today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.